Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Robb.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanik.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to our show. Good Friday. Hope you're having a great week.
Can you guys shut up?
We will not shut up. We will not be silenced.
Hey, will you shut up?
It is me, Robb. Big Sook, he's right over there.
Suh.
Suh, indeed.
Suh,
2 hours left in this week of broadcast.
Yeah.
A short week of broadcast, but a week nonetheless.
Yes, and next week, a full week of broadcast.
That's right. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Except I think I'm out on Friday, I'm not a full week. I'm going to Bandon.
You are.
I think Dirt's going this weekend.
They all are. I think Sprague and Dirt are both going.
We would have been down there at the same time, but...
Even Swigard.
Mine was for...
I think Dusty's going, too.
Is he really?
Yeah, I saw a tweet of who's going to play the best of the four of them. So,
Now I'm a little bummed because I was going to go down with my buddy, just on Monday, but we got we bumped it back a week.
Well,
I guess handful of days.
Well, anyway, the Sheep Ranch is opening.
Yeah,
there.
That's why everyone's going down.
It opens on Monday.
Yeah,
pretty cool. New course at Bandon.
Yeah, I'm playing Old McDonald, which I have not played the full Old McDonald.
Oh, really?
No, the only time I got to play there was when they were like, it was like a preview. We were down there the last time, and it was just getting ready to open, and we got to play like 7 holes.
Okay.
So it'll be my first time playing Old McDonald, and then we're playing the Sheep's Ranch, and I'm sure we'll do one replay on one of the others. So I'm kind of excited because no one's played Sheep's Ranch yet, and it'll be my first time at Old McDonald.
The Old Mac is my least favorite of the courses out there.
It's funny because it gets like rave reviews.
Oh, it's dynamite.
Yeah.
But it's my least favorite. But I will say hole 15 and in, dynamite.
Okay.
Old Mac.
Is it more?
I just prefer the other three.
Is it like Pacific, Bandon? Trails is different.
It's its own.
Yeah, Trails is its own thing.
Yeah, Old Mac is different. It's its own deal.
Okay.
You'll see. Well, you've played 7 holes of it. You got the idea.
Yeah, I got an idea.
Really, really, really big greens.
Yeah. Pacific is my favorite, but it kicks me square in the junk.
Yeah,
to me,
tough.
It's by far the hardest.
Tough, but the best.
Yes.
Love it. Can't wait. Sheep Ranch. Sweet. Anyway, where were we, Bill? Oh, I'm hearing from my reporters on the street that Terry Stotts has a new public address video.
And then he's like holding out in Bend or Arizona. Where do I find
I don't know.
Where do I find the Terror Bear? Mike, we do some research into this.
Let's get on it. Let's hear what the Terror Bear has to say.
I'm assuming the Blazers Twitter feed probably has something because they made him do it.
I guarantee he reads it.
Yeah.
Here, read this.
Hey, this is Coach.
Hey, Blazer fans. It's me, Terry Stotts. We want you to be safe.
Yes.
you know, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah. Well, I liked the last one because we got to see backyard, his yard,
the babbling brook.
And I'm here to tell you
of the Terry Stotts yard.
Stotsy baby, great job on the grass. I know you're not doing it, but who's ever taking care of your lawn?
Yeah.
Dynamite job.
All right, a lot of Friday randoms this hour. Club hour is going to be off the charts, as far as you know. And we probably have the most significant animal uprising news yet.
Oh, yeah. This is terrifying.
The animal uprising is, it really is terrifying.
But this one.
Oh, although the human uprising is happening too, so.
Yeah, it's kind of
coinciding. It's hard to know which one to.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I think the animals.
Are they taking a back seat right now?
Well, I think they're licking their chops. They're like these fools. They're out there burning it down. No one's paying any attention to us.
True.
Now, you know, we're all occupied with something else. This is when the animals come in. And by the way, I'm looking at the Stotsy video.
Mm-hmm.
He is in the desert. He's in the high desert. So
okay.
I'm going to go Ben, not Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Turtleneck.
Come on.
I believe this is a turtleneck.
Come on.
No, I think he's.
Describe.
No, it's not a turtleneck.
That's a red turtle. What is that?
There's a zipper at the very crux.
I thought that was the neck. That's not a microphone?
Where do I see this?
Go to the Trailblazers Twitter feed.
No, that's a zipper.
Okay, so this is.
I think they blocked me.
I was like, is he going turtleneck in the desert?
Oh, no, they didn't.
Bold move on the Tear Bear.
Thanks, Blazers.
Oh, you're right. It's covered by his shadow.
Hmm.
Okay. He's 1,000% reading off a script again and sounds just as awkward as normal.
Can we play it? I want to play it.
Okay.
No, I am, Mike, you are correct. If you look close enough, even if it's in the shadow, you can see the tiny gap. Boy, I was hoping that he was just going straight turtleneck, no shirt over the top of it.
You ready?
Yeah.
This is Portland Trailblazer head coach Terry Stotts. On behalf of the organization, we are so happy to support the All-In Challenge, as it is critical that we continue to find ways to support our neighbors who are most in need of food during this time.
Natural.
This auction package will invite you to truly a one-of-a-kind experience right here in Rip City next season. You will enjoy an overnight stay downtown Portland. Then you and your guests will join us at Moda Center for a Trailblazers home game where you will enjoy early entry to watch warm-ups, special access, player meet and greets, courtside seats, exclusive dining and access to premium spaces in the arena. Then you'll come back the next morning for a behind-the-scenes tour of the arena. We can't wait to welcome you to Portland.
See the toilets.
We challenge the Portland Thorns and Seattle Storm to go all in, too. Go Blazers. This is Portland Trailblazer head coach.
All right.
What's your point?
He is so natural in those reads.
Terry says, join us here in Rip City.
Rip City, where I'm clearly not.
Where I definitely am.
He just,
So where do you think he is?
I'm going Bend.
Eagle Crest?
That's definitely Bend over there.
Yeah, that's Bend.
I feel like he's at Eagle Crest.
It's possible.
But maybe somewhere fancier.
Yeah. I want to challenge all Rop in the all-in challenge. Where's your package, Rop?
The what? What do you mean?
The all-in Rop challenge. Oh, someone gets to come to your house and you
honestly,
play golf. And
that was so boring, I didn't even listen to it. What was he saying?
There's some sort of a raffle or an event
Then you challenge someone and then they put together like a package and you donate and then you can win these cool experiences. I challenge you, Isaac Rop, to come up with
this.
An all-in challenge.
The behind the scenes of the arena, meh. Like there's nothing to see back there.
No, it's not that cool. But the shoot around and stuff,
access to the players and coaches is cool. But
this is my favorite part.
We can't wait to welcome you to Portland.
Welcome you.
You know he was doing one take, and they're like, Stotts, you want to pick that up? No. One take. One take only.
We can't wait to welcome you to Portland.
He probably had a few whiskeys.
Well, you know, he's on vacation.
The man likes to.
He's hanging out.
Nice glass of wine from time to time.
He's a Pendleton man, maybe. Blanton's.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Can't get enough of boring old Terry Stotts. good coach, though. Yeah. All right, it's time now for the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
The Torminants.
Number 5.
By the way, I see that you've skated the All-In Challenge, Rob.
What I don't.
Yeah, you refuse to come up with a package.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't have a package.
The people want Rob's all-in package.
I was trying to give you a drop.
I know, but Suk talked
right over it.
They want it. They demand Rob's package.
Yeah, it won't happen. All right. It is a sad day in minor league baseball.
No heart.
Hundreds of players are being released.
To be honest, Suk, you wouldn't have done it either.
With the idea of a minor league season not happening.
Yes, I would have, but don't challenge me.
It's also a cost-cutting move. Most organizations, they say they're going to get rid of between 30 and 50 dudes.
Yeah, there's not going to be minor league baseball this year.
Right, that's why they're doing this. But it says many of these guys will not return to baseball.
Yeah.
Like, these are guys that can't afford to sit out. They're going to have to go do something else.
Yep, this is going to be a career ender. And there was one guy in the Mets organization that went off today. I forget what his name was, but he blasted the team for being cheap, took a shot at Tebow and the stunt of all that.
Tebes. I mean, yeah, what's he have to do with this?
Well, just the fact that, you know, he was a publicity stunt. And bottom line is minor league baseball is gutted. I don't know how many teams survive this. This is going to be as bad as it is for pro sports, the big boys. And we talked with Maury Brown about this yesterday. It's the small places like this and the minors that are just going to be devastated by this.
Four teams have committed to paying their minor leaguers $400 per week plus benefits through August 31, which would have been the date the minor league season ended. Those teams are the Royals, Astros, Twins, and Reds, but mostly the Royals. Colin Kaepernick is back in the news offering financial assistance to any protesters in Minneapolis who are in trouble with the lawman.
Yeah, a bunch of people. I've seen celebrities are doing this where they're raising bail for, you know, people that have been arrested throughout the protest. This has been going on with lots of people.
Legal fees would be paid for by his Know Your Rights camp, which is devoted to educating and empowering young people of color. His quote is, "In fighting for liberation, there's always retaliation. We must protect our freedom fighters." They're showing the scene in Atlanta right now.
It's crazy.
It's getting wild. It's gotten violent.
Well, there were seven people in Louisville who were protesting a different African-American person who was shot and killed in her own home. And there were seven people shot at that one just last night. I mean, it's crazy. And the CNN is in Atlanta showing this, and it's Thunderdome. It looks like a civil war.
So much for social distancing, huh?
Yeah, that's right out the window.
Although some of them are being considerate with masks.
Yeah, but I think those are gas masks. I think those are... Yeah, we got police cars on fire.
Look at the windshields. They're all smashed out.
Dude, it's crazy. This is absolutely crazy.
Let's see. NCAA released a detailed plan to help schools bring athletes back to campus today. The plan is called the Resocialization of College Sports Action Plan Considerations. As of now, the college football season is scheduled to begin Labor Day weekend. They intend this to be guidance in conjunction...
Conjunctivitis? What?
The NCAA has conjunctivitis.
Oh, hell.
In conjunction with local and federal public health guidelines, schools have already begun putting plans in place to test athletes, coaches, and staff. Plus, of course, implement physical distancing guidelines.
Unless you're Arkansas, then you're not going to test anyone. Arkansas's plan is, unless you appear sick, we're not testing anyone. Because if you've got it, we don't want to know about it. Arkansas football, catch the fever.
Power 5 commissioners, including Larry Scott, have sent a letter to Congress. In it, they ask the feds to put forth a law regulating how college athletes would receive endorsement money.
And we knew this was coming, so basically... You know, I don't know the exact number, but at this point, you're well into the teens of individual states that have laws either on the books that or ones that are going to be implemented that are just waiting to be passed. Florida's is the one that's going to kick in first, and I think that's June or July of next year. So basically what the NCAA is fearing is if you've got multiple states, 20, 30 states, all with different rules, it's total chaos when it comes to recruiting and how you handle these situations. And so they need the federal government to step in, and that way there's one blanket rule for everybody. But there's been a lot of hesitation on the part of the feds to do this because the NCAA wants to have a say in this so they can kind of control it. And a lot of people are skeptical that the NCAA has the athletes' best interest in mind.
The commissioners say this letter is independent of any congressional urging by the NCAA. They also urge that time is of the essence. And number one today is that the NBA is planning a Thursday vote of the league's board of governors, with owners expected to approve Commissioner Adam Silver's recommendations on a format to restart the season in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah. So basically, end of July, beginning of August, this is about what the NHL is planning. They wanted to try to be in camp somewhere around July 1st, a kickoff date, end of July, beginning of August. I mean, if all this goes according to plan, and the NBA's, you know, would be just in the bubble situation down in Orlando, hockey's would be in two cities, basically. They're saying one east, one west. But we could be in for a sports nirvana, maybe without fans, but if this all kicks off in August and football is getting ready to get into gear, you could have all the major sports going at once, including soccer.
Yeah, they're saying growing support for a plan to bring 22 teams to the wide world of sports in Orlando.
And then have basically like a round robin pool play, think like Olympic soccer.
Well, that was one of the ideas, but I think they're going to just do a play-in tournament.
Yeah.
It sounds like they more people voted for that, but we won't know until Thursday.
But the idea that you're going to have just 16 teams, that's not going to happen. You'll have some sort of plan because one, you need ramp-up games, and two, remember, regional TV networks need content so the teams don't have to give back TV money because at this point, teams are already hemorrhaging cash. No one wants to have to give money back to TV networks. So you need as much content as possible to satisfy those TV deals. And
you need Zion.
Yes, and that's a big deal. They want him involved in this.
The other bit of news is that they appear to be targeting July 16th for teams to report with a July 31st target start date.
Boy, that is not a lot of ramp-up time.
2 weeks.
You could get some really, really, I mean, not that three or four is necessarily great. That's what hockey's looking for. And college and the NFL have said the same thing, need roughly a month to get going. There could be some real ugly ball when this comes back.
The Hot 5 at 5 is refreshed by Coors Light. Go to @CoorsLight on Twitter and tell them who could use a six-pack, and Coors Light will buy them one. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. A sports random grab bag begins next on The Fan.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Van Halen, love them. All right, welcome back to our show. It's going to be the, it's going to be randoms. We can do some randoms here. I got a lot of stuff left over from the week we didn't get to, including, here's a salacious tease.
All right.
I came across an old Tiger Woods sexcapade story that I don't remember.
What?
I'd never heard it. You know, all this.
Yeah, the Perkins waitresses. Yeah, and all the whole. That.
Yeah, this one I didn't. Yeah, I saw this. It's old. It's like from 2010.
Okay.
But I never heard about this one.
All right. Well, I don't know.
Juicy.
I don't know if I've heard it or not because I'm.
Well, let's just get right into it, shall we?
Let's just get into the deets. Huh?
That'll be our first random. It's a sports grab bag, so to speak, this hour.
I kind of forget, too, like Tiger, some of that stuff, like, he's got nudes out there. Like, remember he had him and Lindsey Vonn?
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, the Tiger Woods stuff.
No one cares.
Yeah, it just kind of blows over.
Yeah, Tiger's dong's on the internet.
Yeah, it is.
Or at least it was.
I don't know. Yeah, it's.
He may be so powerful, he gets it scrubbed.
Well, Rick Pitino did that. The Rick Pitino stuff. I see what you did there. The Rick Pitino, the weird clip, the 7 seconds, the, you know, all that got basically taken down.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you can't find that clip anywhere.
Nope, there's Tiger.
Whoop. Nope, I found it.
Nope, there it is.
I feel like it's really, really hard to...
it would be.
To get rid of those things.
Well, especially when you're Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I'm sure you can go after certain sites and you can get them taken down, but they all pop up.
So this is the story of Rachel Coudray, I think is how you may pronounce this.
Okay.
This was the youngest of the women that Tiger stepped out on Elon with.
Ooh.
Yes, very scandalous. She was 21, and she was his neighbor.
Oh, so this is.
Did you ever read about this?
No, I don't remember this one about the neighbor. There was a lot of them, though.
So... This was back in 2010, so Tiger was 34. It's from the New York Post. A sordid new report says he betted curvy college student Rachel Coudray, who lives in his ritzy Isleworth neighborhood outside Orlando. The National Enquirer claims Coudrier, now 22, had an exhausting two-hour sex session with Tiger last May on a couch in his private office.
Okay.
So while she was home
hours.
From...
Look at Tiger trying to be an overachiever. Jeez.
Showing us up.
Yeah, 2 hours.
While she was home from college on spring break, apparently she was enraged by reports of Tiger's mistresses.
She thought she was the only side piece.
Yes. So she confronts him. She gets mad at him.
Can I tell you that that fascinates me? Like, the world of the side piece, right? Now, I am not famous enough to have side pieces.
I don't want side pieces. I love my wife.
Yes. I don't have a wife, but
dearly,
still, the idea that you know that you're stooping a married guy, right? You really think that you're the only one? That baffles me. Unless he's telling you the only one, but you,
well, listen, she was young.
You're mad at a cheater for cheating,
right?
But not cheating. You're not mad that he's cheating on his wife. He's mad that he's cheating on you. Who, yes. The side piece. That's not a good side piece. You
gotta, well, she's 21. I mean, she's 22.
You got to know.
Now in her 30s.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at her. I'm looking at some photos.
Yeah. Rachel.
Yeah, she looks, you know, she looks like your normal Midwestern, you know, like you go.
Well,
to
this
Iowa.
Is in Orlando.
I know, but look.
Yeah, she does look.
All I'm saying is, like, if I would assume that if you told me Tiger Woods, college co-ed, Florida, this is not what I envisioned. This, I'm thinking, is more Iowa City.
So she confronts him at his private clubhouse gym.
No. Okay.
Yeah. And apparently says, you violated me and
you violated the code of the side piece.
Yes. And Tiger's response is, sorry about that. Says it right here in the story.
What?
Yes. Taking a page out of the Baker Mayfield book of, we going to do this or what? Sorry about that.
That's my bad. I'm sorry about that. What do you want from me?
Okay. So I guess he knew her since she was 14.
Ooh.
Because they've been neighbors. And I guess too, that he apparently had been attracted to her for all those years.
Oh no.
No, but they never. Well, at least
it's still uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Even if they never
allow me to once again.
Yeah. Cause he was, well, so he, let's see, he's 13 years older than she is.
Yeah.
So that means when she was 14, he was 27. Okay.
That makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's no good.
Invited her to play golf.
It's all bad.
Oh, how cool is that when like you're Tiger Woods and you want
to,
you know,
he just invites someone.
Hey, you want to go play golf? I mean, like, what?
I can't get over the discomfort of the age difference at the moment.
I'm going to start inviting women to come into the studio. Hey, you want to come in and watch me talk? Doesn't have the same effect.
So he invites her to play golf, asks her to meet him at a party thrown by a mutual friend in Isleworth, and even joked about her, quote, cleaning his golf balls.
Oh boy.
End quote.
Yeah, we're dropping those now, are we?
That sounds like a Tiger joke.
Yeah.
And this is, how old was she?
She was 21, 22. She was infatuated with him. And apparently they did exchange phone numbers at this point. And then he starts texting her. So he then goes to that famous Escalade.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they make out just yards from Tiger's house. Woods then takes her back to the office, his office, so that he could get some privacy. And apparently they did it on the couch there for hours, right next to a crib for Tiger's kid.
Man.
Yeah. This is all one I never.
No.
I don't remember this one at all.
No.
But this is old. This is from back when all this stuff came out.
Sure.
For hours.
The crib made Rachel feel guilty, apparently.
Yes.
That's what it took.
Why.
But she was smitten.
Well,
it was complicated. She reportedly
really wanted to clean some golf balls.
Yeah, that's one of those where I'm sure you're 22 and you're dumb and you think that Tiger's going to leave his wife and you're going to be the next Mrs. Woods and you're going to be on the yacht and you know.
Or it's just scandalous and you're
sure
you fell for it.
You're wrapped up into it.
She reportedly told friends that Woods did not use a condom and that the sex was mechanical and unemotional.
And by the way, is
if
any
there were two words to describe Tiger Woods having sex there, those are perfect.
It's that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's that.
Right. Yeah, it just goes without saying. There's no
so then.
You think he was critiquing his own form?
You think he fist pumped at the end, though?
Did the up and under?
He wore red and gave one of those, when he was done. Wow.
Look, he then.
I think he screamed that loudly, too?
Look, I'm just going to say this.
Ah!
You can call her anything you want. And, you know, he's a filthy human being. But like you said, it's Tiger Woods.
Mechanical
I believe.
And unemotional.
I believe that at one point, maybe not now, that if you had Rob properly inebriated, Tiger could probably score. I'm not going to say all the way, but I think Tiger could get some action out of you.
I think that's right.
He wines and dines you with 18 holes at his private club. Hell he gets you some high-end scotch.
He would have me at golf.
Daddy is out doing what daddy
does. He would say, let's go play golf. I'm like, okay. Yeah,
he loads you up with a bunch of Tiger Woods gear. Next thing you know, his hand's on your leg. And look, I'm not saying again that he's going to get everything.
I've always wanted to touch your taint.
Oh, stop it.
I think his hand gets in the cookie jar. And you know it.
Well, I just admitted it.
Yeah.
So you just got to either commit to just doing it and doing all the guys. So then he starts texting her over and over looking for a repeat romp. Because you remember the Rachel Yucatel Ambien stuff?
Yeah.
Where he liked crazy Ambien sex?
Sure.
He wants that with her. And he wants to fly her to Michigan so that they could have sex with Ambien. Using sleeping pills.
Well, come on. That's like a regular weekend.
That really fires the glutes.
Got to activate the hammies. Jeez.
Yeah, there's more. She refutes this offer, and Tiger sends one of his trademark dirty text messages. When are you going to come home again? I want to see you. What are you doing right now? Are you... I want to... Rachel felt ashamed. She had a new boyfriend, and despite all the badgering from Woods for the next 4 months, she refused to hook up with him.
Wow, she ended it.
Yeah.
Well, good for her. Now, did she rekindle it, though? She said for 4 months, did she?
So that's when all the stuff broke, all the news broke, you know, and Tiger was in the news about all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then that's when her shame intensified, it says here.
Yes. And then she went to the National Enquirer, and her shame allowed her to probably get a check of about 50 G's when she spilled her story.
When all these other women came out, she said, I felt used and violated.
Mm. By the way, I'm looking here.
I was nothing but a casual sex.
Yeah, I'm looking here at the Hollywood gossips. It's exactly what you were. There's confirmed. We got photos of 12.
Of what? 12 what?
Tiger. Side pieces.
Oh, 12 of them?
Yeah, they've got them right. It got ranked.
Power rankings?
There's a power ranking.
Is Yucatel number one?
Yeah, Yucatel's number one.
She was hot.
Yeah. There's a couple B-list porn stars in here, though. You had some adult film actresses. There's the Perkins waitress.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Jamie Grubbs is on here.
Jamie Grubbs.
Yeah. They go her number two. Yeah, there's a... Right. Yeah, the Perkins waitress. Mm.
Anyway,
that's the Jamie Jungers, the many waitresses.
Yes.
He had a thing for waitresses.
Me.
There's the Tiger Woods story you never knew you needed.
Do you think you're upset if you're ranked number 11?
Yes.
Or 12?
I think the Perkins waitress is just happy to be on the list. Other than that, yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, the last one there, number 12. Ooh.
Where am I looking?
Look up Mindy Lawton. It's
I'm looking for the power rankings and I can't find it.
Where is this?
TheHollywoodGossip.com. They've got the power rankings. And Mindy Lawton comes in at number 12. And the best part is her little caption is not one of his better trophies.
So if he had 12 just on this, how many were there? You know?
The number is probably
in the hundreds.
Astronomical. Yeah, man, it's.
Number three.
That number is quite
Jocelyn
high.
James?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I told you there's quite a few. Scroll all the way down to number 11, though, and get to Mindy Lawton.
So they put the Rachel girl number 8.
Yeah. You know what?
Right in the meaty part
right
of the belt.
Right in the meaty part, you're at number 8. You know, you're top 10, but you're not making.
Lawton? Yeah, she was isn't that the Perkins waitress?
No, well, she might have been. There was many waitresses. The famous Perkins waitresses was the Jungers gal. that comes in at like number six or seven.
Okay.
Mindy Lawton was a waitress, but not.
Boy.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, sometimes you want to play the muni courses too, right?
Absolutely.
Sometimes you just feel like going over to
different
a par.
Different greens, different grass.
Sometimes you want to go over to a par three. I played at Colwood just last weekend. It was great.
Yeah. All right. More randoms coming up next. Here's Mike with SportsCenter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, a couple things to wrap up the hour here. We haven't talked yet about the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes Stadium being on Airbnb.
Yeah, I mean, Dirt and Spray were talking about renting that out for the station.
Yeah.
I think it's only $1,000.
Yeah, it's $1,000 and you can... Okay, so if you... All right.
I don't know if you were going to get into it there, but
let's just do it right now. So the Salem Kaiser Volcanoes, unfortunately, are probably going to be going away in terms of their affiliation with the Giants.
Yes.
Because Major League Baseball is restructuring its minor leagues. Sucks, but there should still be baseball played down there, but we don't know what that's going to look like. Anyway, with the COVID crap going on, they have listed their stadium, right? That one right there on I-5, you can see right into it as you drive down I-5 or up I-5. They've put their ballpark on Airbnb, and you can rent it for $1,000 a night, and they will... You can use the field. Full batting practice can be set up for you. And you can have... It's like you can have your run of the whole facility. Indoor batting cage. They have four indoor batting cages. They have a 5,000 square foot training and hitting facility. You can do it. You can do whatever you want.
You can chew it and do it.
Pitching machines.
That's
super cool.
This is really cool. I've always said that I know it's not quite the same thing, but one of my bucket list things is to take BP at a major league stadium and see if I can get one out. I got to do it with the old Beavers at at the time it was PG Park, and we got to go down there and take batting practice, and I hit one out, and dude, I'm a grown man. We're just, taking BP, but I got one out and I was absolutely thrilled. It was one of the cooler things that I've gotten to do. I would love to do that at the, what is the name of the stadium?
Yes.
At the Volcano Stadium. How
Salem
about that?
Kaiser Volcano Stadium.
If you did that as a station, and I don't know if you wanted some fundraiser, but if you got 10 guys to chip in $100, I would do that. To go down there and take BP and then play some sort of fan game. I get old man Lefty Rop on the mound up there tossing salad. Sign me up.
They can also supply cots, or you can just bring sleeping bags. You can sleep out there in center field if you want.
I think that's really cool.
Well, it's smart.
Yeah.
Because I think people would do, it's affordable enough that maybe some groups will do that.
Well, I would
get a little money back anyway.
I would think so. If you're a little league team or if you're one of these travel teams and some of your stuff's been canceled, why wouldn't you want to do that? If you got a group of guys, and again, you'd have to have, a significant number, but if you had enough, if you got 20 plus guys to go in on this and you said, hey, we're going to go and we're going to play a doubleheader. We're going to play a real baseball game, get some donkey out there to, to umpire or whatever. Swag will do that. He'll be power hungry over it. You tell me you wouldn't want to go play one or two more old man baseball games against your buddies in an actual big stadium like that with BP? I would love that.
All about it. You can, it's on Airbnb, I guess. And it is just called Volcano Stadium.
Okay. I have never been there. I've driven by it 1,000 times, but I've never actually gone in it.
Yeah. I played there once.
Old man baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Cool setup.
Yeah, it was great. They had the All-Star game there.
How's the left field porch looking?
It's short.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd be able to get one out of there. Okay. It's not like...
The hops one is significant. You got to...
Oh, the hops? I haven't been out... Yeah, I haven't seen
the hops
one.
Has a big old wall out there. Believe me, when I go to a stadium, that's one of the first things I size up. I'm like, hey, what's happening out there in the power alleys?
But PG Park... This isn't... Like, PG Park was tough.
Yeah.
But not... All that tough in left, it just had the tall wall.
Yeah, the tall wall you had to get over.
Yeah. But I was a lefty. When we took BP down there, mm-hmm. I was a lefty. And that right field wall, especially right center, was way out there.
Let me ask you, even as an adult, is there anything sports related that's better than getting one out? Like, I That's just, there's a feeling
for to, just like, just for novelty's sake. Like,
yeah, just, I mean,
the feeling of cranking a baseball,
And you, when you jack one, like
it's pretty awesome.
It's just like golf, I guess. I mean, maybe a hole in one would, you know, that would be the other one, but
that,
you know,
is pretty awesome, you know, too.
Basketball, like hitting a three, like if I went down to the Rose Garden and we got to play there once in a media tournament, that was cool to play on the Blazers floor. But if I hit a three, I'm like, whatever, you know. Football, it's like, oh, you get to throw a pass to someone. There's something great about whether you're playing wiffle ball, softball, or especially like this in a bigger stadium. There's just nothing better than when you get a hold of one and you watch it go out. To me, that's the best feeling in sports. Maybe because I wasn't very good at baseball and I wish I was, but I love that.
Well, there are different types of home runs, but when you really square one up and get all of it,
yeah,
that is quite a feeling.
Yeah, it's great.
Because there are some times when you hit it and it's like, oh, damn it. And then you're like, wait, that was a home run?
Yeah.
Or your swing wasn't that good. It just didn't feel as powerful. But
when you get a hold of one.
Oh, boy, when you square one up.
Yes. And you know it. That's
baby.
Besides drinking beer, that's the only good part about playing old man softball is to go up there and hope that you get a hold of one.
All right, up next, the latest on SpaceX. It's mixed.
This worries me.
It's mixed. 5:45 on the Fan.
He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. Everybody knew you didn't give no lip.
Prime time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Are we ending?
I think
I put it in the wrong break.
What are you doing?
Big Bad. Hey, where's John?
I was supposed to put this in at 6:45 and I put it in at 5:45.
All right, I guess we're out of here.
Well, we can't get John on now.
Can't
John
fix this.
Who knows what the hell he's doing? This whole thing's over.
By the way, somebody mentioned you were talking about squaring up a home run.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned a slam dunk, a guy who got a couple of dunks in a high school varsity game. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's the same as connecting.
Well, not many. Well, I guess
on the diamond,
it's probably the same thing. I would assume more people could hit a home run than dunk. But if you gave me the option, I could get one throw down or I could get one out. I'm still taking the home run
for sure. So the SpaceX NASA launch has been rescheduled.
Yeah, is it this weekend?
It's tomorrow. Tomorrow at 12:22 Pacific time, they will throw those bros up into space.
Boy, I will be mildly intrigued by this, and I hope nothing.
I'm intrigued by
it. We've got enough going wrong.
I know.
The last thing we need is this thing to have a catastrophic disaster.
This was supposed to happen on Wednesday, and it's Elon Musk's SpaceX teaming up with NASA. They're NASA astronauts, but it's a SpaceX launch. And I was sitting there watching the pregame for it the other day. And I was just terrified.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, whatever it is, Challenger PTSD, but I just was like, oh no, oh God, oh no.
Well, we know that launching stuff into space is a dicey proposition at best. See the shuttle program.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, like, we're in a pandemic. Like, this would be really bad. Well, guess what happened today?
What?
One of his rockets exploded.
Oh boy.
Elon's. One of his SpaceX rockets, now there's no one on it, but one of his SpaceX rockets ignited into a massive ball of fire today.
Now, were they trying to launch it, or was it just was like on the ground and there was a mishap?
The company's fourth prototype of its Starship rocket was fueled up on a South Texas launch pad when it burst into flames. You can hear SpaceX engineers discussing something about a possible methane leak, though it's unclear if that was from the rocket or something nearby the pad. Either way, something lit Elon's baby on fire. Luckily, the test was unmanned, unlike the Crew Dragon spacecraft.
Oh boy.
They hope to send it into orbit on Saturday from Cape Canaveral.
So if you're one of these guys that's about to be wildly coyoted your ass into space, doesn't that give you a little bit of a pause that they weren't even... This thing was just sitting on the pad and it blew up?
Boy,
and I'm looking
by the
at
way,
the picture. It's,
yeah, it like, I mean, bad.
Well, have you ever seen anything launch in person?
No. Airplanes.
Does
that count?
No. When we were a kid, my dad...
model rockets?
My stepdad. Rest in peace, one Bob Brown. His company worked for a telephone company, and they launched a satellite up into space, and so we got to go down to Florida. He turned it into like a Disney World vacation, and we got to watch that, and Dude, that is unbelievable to see up close and personal. And I just, like, as a kid, I remember being like, oh my God, the size of it. Those and it's full of, well, rocket fuel. So when that thing blows up, yeah, it's terrifying.
So the one that blew up, the Starship one?
Yeah.
Do you know what that one's going to be used for?
What?
Carry space tourists.
Oh, yeah.
Up to 100 at a time into space and eventually to Mars.
Hey, everyone, get in there.
Yeah. You want to be first?
No, I don't. Now, this, I'm going to ask this question because maybe you know, maybe you don't. So the SpaceX that they're about to rocket fire up there, has this thing worked before? Or is this...
Oh, you mean the Dragon one?
Yeah. Or is this like first time? Because I keep, you know about SpaceX. He always, he's always out there, pumping this up. But have we seen this? Has this thing successfully gone up, or is this maiden voyage? And if something's going to happen, it's going to happen out there.
Formerly known as Demo 2 Test Flight is tomorrow.
Because I'm not certain. I mean, look, either way, I'd be pooping my pants with a little bit of fear pee to go along with it. But if this is the first time that they're going to try to send this thing into space, nah.
I don't know. I can't tell. I'll look into it.
This is like, I don't want to be in the first self-driving car. I'll let someone else do that.
Yeah, but you think those astronauts are feeling good now the other one blew up today?
I wonder if they were sitting there watching it, too. They're like, hey, what's that big explosion over there? Oh, no, that's the other rocket.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
It's not yours. This is completely different. Well, it's made by the same people with all the same components, same parts. Yeah. Was that one being launched? No, it was just sitting there, and then, something happened, and it blew up.
If tomorrow the protesters and all the riots around the country really escalate, and we are in a global pandemic, and we have a space launch disaster.
Yeah.
Where do we put that in the pantheon of worst days ever?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty high. I mean, there's a lot going on right now. 2020 is really...
Hopefully I shoot even par.
2020 just keeps ratcheting up the stakes, right? Like, hey, what's next?
Yeah,
we got monkeys robbing.
It's crazy. Yes, I want to get to that story next.
Literally, like
amazing.
Wild animals are breaking in and stealing tainted blood. This is happening.
Amazing. Yes, this is the most significant animal uprising news.
Amazing and terrifying.
Yes. Our eyes are off the ball, guys.
And they know it.
Somebody forgot about the monkeys.
They know it.
The club is next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.